Joe Banner, CEO of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yesterday, a big day, obviously, in laying out the plan for these next 2 years. And honestly, I guess when you look at it, and it's so impressive, and there's so many layers to it, but what is your single biggest thought as you go about this, what you hope to see achieve when 2015, when you get to the end of this thing in 2015, what do you want to be able to say about First Energy Stadium?
Well, it really starts in 14 when people walk in the building. I really want them to have kind of a wow reaction. And the first time they start to see replays and hear the sound system, just feel like this is incredible. It's a whole different experience, a whole different energy. And I think that combined with all the other things we're trying to do, just the feel around the team, that there's an energy, there's a pace, there's a youthfulness to it, there's, you know, just a passion about it. I think that everything we're doing is part of a plan and part of a belief that we're striving to be the best. And you can't kind of dip a toe in that. You can't kind of partially be in that. You really have to just go all in, all out. And I think if you look at all the things that we're doing, I think you'll see there's a theme, and I hope it's starting to feel like people, and it feels to me like it's starting to feel like people, like this isn't just kind of the next group.
Right.
This is really a transformative time in the past, moving into the future with the Browns.
Joe, when we point to moments that I think are going to be defining for this team in years to come, one obvious one is the trade that was made that sent Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts in exchange for a first-round pick. From that point on, it seemed like a point of demarcation. You go to Minnesota and win that game, and that was like the most profound statement of what you're trying to do here. And then from that point forward, we've seen what we've seen, which is a team that's been somewhat on the rise.
You know, I don't know how this is going to sound, but the demonstration from the highest levels of the organization that we were willing to make decisions and not be afraid of being wrong, that you're willing to go for it, that we should play that way, that we should practice that way, that we're going to make decisions that way. And by the way, I guarantee you we'll make decisions at that scale and get some wrong. I mean, that's just the nature of being aggressive. You're taking some chances. So I think that we were instilling that in the team. I think Chud had been talking about it from the first day he met the team. I think as people watched practice, they saw it was different. I think as you saw training camp, it was different. I think that that was a moment that helped kind of convince people it wasn't just talk.
And people, I think, ultimately come around to respect that, and they see that in the head coach as well. Rob Chudzinski referenced it earlier, going for it on fourth down, being aggressive. What does it say about this team that despite things that if you took in isolation could mean things must have been pretty rocky in Cleveland this year, and yet here they are with the chance to go into Cincinnati and really establish themselves in the AFC North title picture?
You know, first of all, it says what it should, which is they're doing an outstanding job in the most simplest terms. I don't care who you are and I don't care what you're doing. You're not going to get to where you want to go to without some adversity. And if you precondition yourself to the fact that the adversity is not going to stop us, then when the adversity comes, you just keep going. And then you overcome these kind of things that we faced.
He steps, he fires, he's got Gordon wide open, caught it, 10-5, touchdown!